Tonight, the Hollywood Foreign Press Association holds its 67th annual Golden Globe Awards ceremonies. Among the nominees for Best Actress in a Motion Picture Drama is Dame Helen Mirren for her work in The Last Station. The role is meaty. She plays Countess Sophia, the aristocratic wife of Leo Tolstoy.
Oh, God, this is unbearable. No wonder I feel lonely. I'm surrounded by morons.
Oh, you're being ridiculous.
Oh, am I? I have to sit here and listen to this talk of love and God and equality, knowing all the time full well that Count Generosity here is about to give away everything we own.
Now, why do you keep going on about this? Why do you think that we should profit from the work I'm doing now, which is only meant for the sake of the people?
The film is set in pre-revolutionary Russia when Tolstoy's work and philosophy was idolized. He and Sophia have been married for 48 years. He is dying. She is fighting for her rights as a partner, lover, and mother of his children. Christopher Plummer plays Leo Tolstoy, and Dame Helen Mirren joins us from Hollywood. Welcome to the program, and best of luck tonight.
Thank you, Liam. Well, you know, award ceremonies are wonderful. They bring attention to your film, which is the most important thing. But they are to be taken with a pinch of salt or maybe a cocktail.
I like the latter. That's
yes,
good.
Yes, absolutely.
The Last Station is based on Jay Perini's novel of the same title. How did you get involved in the movie project?
Well, I was not actually aware of the original novel. The script was sent to me as a finished script by Michael Hoffman, and it was a wonderful script. Mm-hmm. It was funny. It was realistic. And obviously, as you said, a meaty role, and that's exactly what Sophia is. You know, she was the drama queen of all time, you know, in a specifically Russian kind of a way.
I have to just remark on one of the things about their relationship, Leo and Sophia, is that in the later years, it was filmed and it was photographed and it was endlessly written about. And during the credits, we actually see some film footage of these people. Did you use that in forming her character?
You know, I didn't see that footage until the film was finished, and I sat and watched the film, and there was the footage at the end, which was very kindly given to us by the Tolstoy estate. So I hadn't actually seen that. If I'd muddied the waters by going back and saying, oh, she didn't look like this, she wouldn't have done that, she didn't do that. Sophia was not a well enough known character in the way she looked, the way she sounded, the way the Queen is, for example, that I didn't feel I had to do some kind of impersonation.
And the emotions that are present in that script, because you have so many sides of this woman to play.
Yes.
For example, there's a scene with you and Christopher Plummer, and Sophia has summoned him back to the house on the pretense that she's ill, but she really wants, you know, him to love her. And at one point, you and he, you're crowing, you're laughing. It's a scene that is played without words.
No.
You know, if you see a scene like that on the page, it looks a bit, you know, a bit bare, and you think, oh my God, what are we going to make of this? But, you know, the only way to do a scene like that is just to throw yourself into it wholeheartedly and do what's required.
This scene, this character and these scenes, I mean, there's some real scenery chewers. You smash...
Absolutely. You know, you have to do that stuff. And I think the great danger in Sophia, and the one that I was always conscious of and fighting against, was either to make her arch and to make her tantrums unreal, because I thought the really important thing was that they were utterly real to her on a daily basis. But every day she'd forgotten about what she'd done the day before, and the feelings had to be absolutely real, very extreme, but very, very real. It couldn't become a kind of an arch, kind of acted thing, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, and that's hard when you have to be hysterical.
Yes, hard when you have to be hysterical, absolutely. So whenever I could find a moment when I wasn't hysterical, I tried to make it as natural and as easy and throw away as possible.
I'm speaking with Dame Helen Mirren, who is nominated for a Golden Globe Award tonight for her role in The Last Station. Sophia is some times a symbol of the dying church and the aristocracy in Russia at that time. She's clutching at some of the old ways. She's also very contemptuous of the poor in one scene. She's saying it's their fault. They drink all the time. Why should the audience care about Sophia?
I think at the back of a lot of our minds, I have to say that attitude is not prevalent. We all talk the talk, and some of us walk the walk, but what we kind of secretly think to ourselves is another matter, you know. Mm. And Sophia is the kind of person who just comes out with it. You know, she has no fear on that level. She's not remotely politically correct, you know.
Right.
You know, my grandfather came from that class. My grandfather could easily have been sitting there at the table with Sophia, agreeing with her every inch of the way. And my grandfather was a very thoughtful and intelligent, extremely intelligent man. But he was also a czarist. You know, he was a member of that class. He was a member of that culture and that society. And that was what they believed.
Were Russian accents considered?
No, that would have been crazy. That would have been crazy.
For everyone to have to do one, for one thing.
Yes, well, it would be fake, wouldn't it? I mean, there's no. I mean, that is an issue that people, filmmakers, struggle with often. Obviously, when Russians speak Russian, they don't speak with an accent. Mm-hmm. You know, they're speaking Russian. So the equivalent of Russian speaking Russian is an American speaking with an American accent or a British person speaking with a British accent. Mm-hmm. Well, that's fine. So now we've got a Russian peasant. What accent? He's uneducated. He comes from the country. Does he speak with an English country accent? And now you're getting specific. You can't have a Yorkshire accent suddenly. Accents is always a big issue in films. And I think it would have been absurd for us all to be, you know, talking to each other like this, you know.
Is there a classical role that you still want to play but are maybe just about ready for or can't wait until you are ready?
No, not really. I mean, my brain always goes dead whenever people say, you know, what would you like to play?
Sure.
Usually it's the roles that I don't know anything about. I did Morning Becomes Electra a couple of years ago at the National Theatre. And discovered, which I was completely unaware of, you know, one of the really, truly great roles for a woman in literature, in the English language.
Oh, American playwright. So.
By an American playwright, Eugene O'Neill.
Exactly.
Yes, fantastic. Great, great writing.
So I'm assuming we'll see you on an American stage again.
Oh, I hope so, yes. I really, really want to work on stage in New York, probably.
Dame Helen Mirren is nominated for a Golden Globe for her role as Countess Sophia in the film The Last Station, which opened nationwide this weekend. The award ceremony will be held tonight. Dame Helen Mirren, thank you so much. Break a leg.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen.